He says that for every game, he is in the stadium 4 hours before the game begins. 4 hours before the game begins, he's warming up, he's stretching, he's getting his mind focused, so that by the time the game begins, he's at fever pitch. When they throw out that first pitch, he's 4 hours into it already. And gentlemen, that's a big yesod. Think about that the next time you come running in 10 minutes late to Shacharis, throw on your tefillin somehow to catch Baruch Hu, and you're racing through. You know why davening doesn't work? Davening doesn't work because you didn't invest the time beforehand to make it work. And if you can't get to Shacharis early enough, there's a very simple thing to do. The day before, the night before, you do something called think, work, take stock. If nothing else, take out an index card, write down the things that you need. Every Jew has things that they need help with. Write them down on a card. Think about it. Certainly, if you really want to grow, work on the concepts. Work on appreciating Hashem's involvement in the world. Work on appreciating Hashem's sophistication of the Bria. Work on all of the shmuz and all the concepts we deal with, all of Musar. And if a person does that, they walk into Shacharis not cold, but they walk in warmed up. And if a person starts a Shacharis, if not a fever pitch, at least not freezing cold, it's a whole different davening. But like most things in life, and certainly all important things, it takes work. Davening just doesn't happen. You don't just wake up to daven with unbelievable kavanah. You work on it, you harvest on it. But the system is very simple. And this Chazal is teaching us the greatest catalyst. The reason why the Imos and others had to be Akarim Vakaros is because they had to reach out. If a Jew doesn't need, if he doesn't reach out to Hashem with a desperate need, then he's going to be talking to the walls. And again, oftentimes Hashem will leave things out of our lives, things that we need, whether it be a shidduch, whether it be children, whether it be parnasa, whether it be health, oftentimes we're left lacking for one purpose, so that we should ask. But not ask like we're talking to the walls. Ask like when I go around hand to hand, please help me. Please give me $2. Please give me $5. And I'm embarrassed because I really see you there. That's what tefillah is about. Asking Hashem, turning to Hashem and saying, Hashem, please help me. But all the time knowing that more than I want this, Hashem wants this. Hashem wants us to be close. Hashem wants us to be dovek. Hashem wants us to recognize. That's why He put us on this planet, to grow. And one of the great secrets to growing is to ask Hashem for help. I want to close with an interesting observation. For you guys who are still going out, you'll hear very good what I'm saying. For you guys a little older, remember back. Imagine it's a second date. The first date went real well. So it looks very promising. So you make up to pick up this young woman, 9 o'clock in the morning, and you plan a whole day. You pick her up, and you go wherever you go. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you say to her, would you like to get something to eat? No, I'm not hungry. Now, you know, and she knows, that she's starving. She hasn't eaten a thing. She had a Diet Coke at 12 o'clock, and she hasn't eaten anything since 9 o'clock in the morning. Yet she says, no, I'm not hungry. What's pshat? It's pretty simple. Like many young women who go out, they're uncomfortable eating in front of their prospective date. When am I going to slurp the spaghetti? I'm embarrassed. I'm not going to do it. So many girls do not eat on a date. Okay. Now, just a thought. Assuming that this young woman is now 20 years old, and assuming that she began eating regular meals at, say, 2 years of age, if you eat 3 meals a day, 365 days in a year, you eat 1,000 meals a year, she's from 2 to 20 been eating, 18,000 meals she's eaten, not once worrying about slurping the spaghetti, but what happens all of a sudden now, she starts panicking. Pshat's very simple. I'm in front of a prospective suitor. I mean, I want to look good for them. I'm very, very concerned that I look good for him. Gentlemen, did she ever stop to think that 18,000 meals she ate in front of the creator of the heavens and the earth? And hear what I'm saying to you? We eat, we walk, we talk, we run around all day long in front of our Creator, right here. Not 13 billion light years up, but right here. And the proof that it has a dramatic change is look how differently we act when human beings see us than when human beings don't see us. And that recognition that Hashem is present is one of the highest levels of Yiras Shamayim. That level of Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid is something that the great, great, great people in humanity reach. And I believe that this Chazal is giving us a clue. If you want to reach that very high Madrega, there's a very simple exercise. You see, during the day I'm spaced out. During the day I'm involved, I'm so busy and I don't think. But if three times a day or even once a day I stop and I actually make a bakasha, I turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, please help me. When I make that request, you can't space out. When I make that request, I'm coming to that recognition and I'm asking Hashem. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but it's more than once. It's more than once that at some point during the Shemoneh Esrei, I'm about to make a bakasha, and I almost say the words, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you were here. See, I'm very, very busy during the day, and Rachman al-Tzlan, I forgot you exist. But when a person reaches out during Shemoneh Esrei, or any time during the day, and says, please help. That's the most galvanizing force that drives a person to recognize, what am I, talking to the walls? No, I'm not talking to the walls. What are you doing? I'm talking to Hashem here, right here, who's involved, who's merachem, who loves me more than anything I can imagine. And that recognition is one of the greatest recognitions a human being can come to. And what this Chazal is telling is that the only way a person really can come to it is by asking. Hence Hashem will often wait, weeks, months, sometimes years for us to daven. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us this wisdom and understanding to see how Hashem runs the world and grant us the strength and siyata d'shmaya to daven properly and to grow.